This is Tejano Gold.
Welcome back. You're listening to the nationally syndicated Tejano Gold Countdown that features only the very best in Tejano music each and every weekend. We've been doing it for 20 years, and we want to thank you and our affiliate family, some of the best Tejano and regional Mexican radio stations in the USA. Mi nombre es Uri Treviño, and the Top 20 Countdown is brought to you by our friends at L&F Distributors, Anheuser-Busch. That's Budweiser and Bud Light. Ahora, tiempo de regresar al conteo. From San Antonio, Texas, La Calma drops to number 13 with their latest single, Pídeme la Luna. Song number 13, la número 13, on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Las horas más lindas las paso contigo, sí. No quiero ni pensar si un día me faltas tú. No quiero ni pensarlo, amor. Tú me acostumbraste a ser como niño. No quiero ni pensar si un día me faltas tú. No quiero ni pensarlo, amor. Pídeme la luna y te la bajaré. Pídeme una estrella, hasta allá miré. Mas nunca me digas no te quiero más, porque esas palabras me hacen mucho mal. Pídeme la vida y te demostraré cuánto yo te quise, cuánto te amaré. Tú fuiste y has sido para mí el amor, regalo más lindo que me ha dado Dios.
Gold Countdown, song number 13, Pídeme la Luna by La Calma.
Number 12.
Now check this out. En solo una semana de haber ingresado a los charts, Savannah Votion sube al número 12 con su más reciente sencillo, No Olvides Nuestro Amor. It is number 12 this week on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Siento conmigo el destino. El amor no quiere quedarse a mi lado. No sé si la suerte estará en mi camino. Será un caso de autosabotaje. No entiendo suerte estará en mi camino.
Ladies going places. She's an amazing lady, an incredible talent with a beautiful smile, and she's at number 12 on Tejano Gold Countdown with this song, No Olvides Nuestro Amor by Savannah Votion, produced by Gabriel Zavala. Keep it up, girl. You're doing great. Today, it's my pleasure to talk to Margarita Fender. She's performing the single Quebrando Cadenas, featuring Lupe Sainz Jr., a young, talented accordionist, singer, and songwriter from Weslaco, Texas. So tell me about this collaboration between you and Lupe. How did it come about?
We were at a friend's house. We were having a barbecue, and he showed up because they're mutual friends. He showed up, and he had his guitar, and it was funny because when I met Lupe, and he was telling me that I met Lupe when he was 12. I used to go to schools, and I used to kind of like career day, and I used to talk about what it's like to be a musician, what it's like to be an artist, what it's like to travel and record and just do all of that. He was in the class, and I remember that he said, he raised his hand, and he came up to me, and he said, I play the guitar. And I was like, really? Wow, that's good. Keep it up. And he was a songwriter, I think, at the time. And so I told him, like, well, just keep it up, you know, and you never know where it's going to take you. Just don't give up and just continue to, you know, stay in the music. And so then fast forward last year, we were at that gathering, and he brings out his guitar, and he tells me the story that he says, do you remember this little boy that went up to me, to you when you were into the school in Weslaco? I remembered a little boy. He remembered that. And then I finally remembered it. And so that's how we met years ago. So he said, I inspired. You know, I try to reach as many people to inspire them to not so much be a musician, but to do their best and to work hard and just to keep going, staying in school, don't do drugs, you know, those kind of messages that I would give at school. So that was the connection, was that. And so obviously I heard the song, and the lyrics were just something that hit me because I had just gone through a divorce. And so it was like breaking chains of a divorce, or breaking chains of somebody who's hearing it, who can break chains, like spiritual chains, you know, drinking, drugs, and just depression and things that happen in your mind, you know. And so to me, that was a message that I really wanted to sing.
And we're glad you said that message. We'll be back with more of this interesting conversation with my guest, Margarita Fender, later. But right now, let's get back to the countdown.
Number 11.
Quiero perderme en tu cuerpo, sumergirme.
Gold Countdown, Sedúceme by Houston, Texas-based singer Juan Treviño, otro excelente compositor en nuestra industria que esta semana avanza hasta la posición número 11. Way to go, Juan. Keep it up, brother.
Now let's get the latest on what's happening in La Onda from TejanoNation.net. Here's Romeo.
Thanks, Rudy. Here's what's trending at TejanoNation.net. Tejano icon Chetty Lattes continues to showcase the next generation of Tejano stars as she launched her LMD Productions and Shell Shock Records 3 record label. Little Miss Dynamite plans to release a new single each week during the month of February, and this week it's Tejano newcomer Alicia C. with her second single, a mariachi track produced by the Tejano icon. Chetty shared details on the song with Tejano Nation.
With the Digo Adios, it was the perfect song for her voice. You know, I think that mariachi is one of her stronger points, and I think she's more comfortable, obviously, singing mariachi, but the way she projected the song and, you know, really made it her own is something that I knew was going to be a great one for her. It's called Te Digo Adios, and it's a, you know, a love hurt song and a song that I think everyone can definitely relate to, but she did an amazing job with her vocal performance.
Alicia C. tells the Tejano Nation it's a song that many can relate to.
It's one of those songs that you will resonate. If you've ever been hurt before, if you've ever been in a situation, it'll resonate so much with any part of your life. And it can be interpreted in two different ways. I love it even more because it was specifically written for me.
Alicia added what it was like working with Chetty Lattes.
She pushes you, and obviously she's pushed me way out of my comfort zone with a different type of music that's in the EP. And I never thought I could do some of the genres that are in there. And I'm excited to show everybody.
Te Digo Adios from Alicia C, produced by Chetty Lattes, is available now on all digital music platforms. I'm Romeo with Tejano Nation, your number one source for Tejano news.
Thanks, Romeo. We'll check back with you in the next hour.
As we go to break, it's time now for your Tejano trivia quiz. Once again, in case you missed it at the top of the show, here it is again. After the great worldwide success with the Texas Tornadoes at the end of the 1990s, Freddie Fender was part of another successful group formed by Los Lobos, David Hidalgo and Cesar Rosas, Flaco Jimenez, Ruben Ramos, Joe Eli, and Rick Treviño. Do you know the name of that group and whom Freddie Fender won a Grammy in 1998 in the Mexican-American Performance category for their self-titled album? Those are the questions. A little complicated. You're gonna have to look them up. The answer coming up later in the show. More Tejano Gold Countdown is on the way. No le cambies.
Tejano Gold.
Modelite presenta los genios tejanos.
Los genios tejanos.
Hoy te aplaudimos, alma de la fiesta.
Alma de la fiesta.
Esa persona que con sus chistes siempre hace reír.
Mejor amigo de Pepito y Jaimito.
Y que pone a todos a bailar.
Tu bisabuela está bailando.
Así que tómate una Bud Light y sigue haciendo que todos la pasen bien.
No te vayas temprano.
Así como tú, Bud Light está hecha en Texas.
Hecha en Texas.
Disfruta responsablemente. Bud Light, edición Texas, en House of Bush, Houston, Texas.